This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Matt Pipkin, and he and his father, Chet, are embarking on likely one of the most strenuous and certainly one of the most unusual aviation record attempts coming up this October. Matt, tell us about this madness.
Well, I guess it's not something you hear every day. My brother-in-law called me up back in June with the idea, and I actually thought it was ridiculous when I first heard it. And then it kind of dawned on us that we could do it for a cause and do it for even more than that. And then the wheel started turning and started to fall in love with the idea. So what we're going to do is basically recreate the event that took place in 1958 and 59 down in Las Vegas and attempt to beat the world flight endurance record in a little Cessna 172. And the record is 64 days, 22 hours, 19 minutes, and 5 seconds of totally nonstop flight, not landing to refuel or anything. They refueled over a truck that they descended down over, and it was in the Mojave Desert. And they hoisted up a hose and refueled it, and they had an extra belly tank, so they could, I think they had a 12 to 14 hour range, and they just refueled twice a day, and kept going for almost 65 days. And
65 days. 65 days, two guys on the plane never getting off it and staying
correct,
in the air.
Correct, which sounds a little bit rough. They took out all the seats except the pilot seat, the left side, and while one guy flew, the other guy slept on a little mattress they had installed, and they also had a portable John, obviously. And a little bit of close quarters, I guess you could say. And they went in four-hour shifts, and yeah, it had been done, I think, 5, 6, or maybe even 7 times between the 1920s and the 50s. And it was actually, they beat the record that had been made 3 months prior down in Dallas. I think it was 50 days then. And so it was a craze that kept going for 30 years, and then all of a sudden just kind of died, and no one really even knows about it now. I'd never heard of it.
All of a sudden, so, cooler heads prevailed.
Oh, that's what it was. So what we're doing is, we want to raise money for some charities for children who are abused, and we're thinking children and youth, and we'd also like to promote general aviation, obviously, because it's been struggling for the last few years, along with everything else. So we'd like to tie the two together with kids and aviation, and tie in some programs that introduce them and get them flying. But in addition to that, we know that there are a lot of things that are done for charity, which is good. You know, everyone likes to see something like that, but not everyone has cash to give. And so this is for anyone, no matter how much money you have in your pocket, you can keep it. What we're doing is we want to create an event that anyone can take part in and have a 65-day challenge, or however long we're in the air. While we're in the air, they join us, and they spend those days, one, to pursue a goal of their own that they can overcome that they wouldn't necessarily normally do, and two, to make an effort to somehow make a difference in people's lives every single day while we're up there. So that's the whole goal, to create a big movement of doing things for others and being the best that we can be. So.
Well, let's get into the nuts and bolts a little bit. First of all, where are you going to do it? Are you going to do it in Boise?
Well, we talked about doing it in Vegas, but logistically it just doesn't make sense to plan it that way. So we're planning on doing it in Boise, flying out of Boise. And then we would like to, if possible, fly all over the country, because that would be something that people could take part in that and look out their window and see us flying over. There are different variables that'll dictate that, but I think the base will be here if we have a truck and do it the same way they did back then. I imagine that'll be here, and then we'll just have to have a more clever way of refueling if we leave the area and just do passes over a truck that can hoist up some, you know, a 10-gallon gas can at a time, or however we choose to do it. So, but yeah, Boise will be the base camp, and then we'll just go out from here.
tell us a little bit about your flying experience. How many hours do you have? You're going to have a whole lot more after
this.
Yeah,
I'm going to have a whole lot more than I already do. I actually don't have much. I started flying for this. We had the idea, and 5 days later, I started taking lessons and got my license and got going with it. I have only 50 hours, and I'll be with my dad, who's a former fighter pilot for the F-4, and he flies the 7-3. He's a captain for American Airlines. That's us. I think he'll be the one operating the aircraft whenever we're refueling or doing anything like that.
The start date is in October, is that correct?
Yeah, that's the target date. If we do it out of Boise, that would probably be the best time before it gets nasty in winter, and it'd give us time to go across the country and maneuver around weather.
I understand the guys in 50 years ago, it's not that they wanted to give up, it's that their airplane wore out.
Right, and it actually, I think it had, 450 or 500 hours on the engine prior to their flight. Because they tried something, and I couldn't tell you what they did, but they tried something that was faulty, and they corrected it, and then they finally made the record. But they made the attempt a couple times and then realized what their problem was. So they were already getting pretty high. I think they were well over 2,000 hours by the time they came down.
Okay, well obviously we'll be following this with some interest, and good luck to you.
Yeah, we'll take part. And our website is 65days.wordpress.com. That's what we're using right now. We have a media company, and we might change that down the road, but that's what it is right now. And we're on Twitter, so if anyone's interested in taking part in the challenge, no matter if you have any cash in your pocket or not, check us out and be a part of the challenge and we've given to others and pursuing goals.
Thanks very much, Matt. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.